Good morning and welcome to Law of Attraction Radio. I'm your host, Birdie B, and today we're going to be talking about where's the money? That's right, how to attract more money into your life. And one of the things that's very prevalent in the Law of Attraction conversations that I've been party of is, if it's so easy, why isn't everybody doing it? Why isn't everybody just attracting millions and billions of dollars into their experience every moment of the day? And the truth is that we resist it. We're actually programmed not to attract money, if that makes any sense to you. And there's a lot of reasons and there's a lot of ways that we sabotage ourselves and refuse money in our experience. I'm going to go over a couple of those ways today, and we're going to heal some of those ways so that you can all start attracting money. To start, let's talk about the word money. You know, when you hear and experience most other coaches and motivational speakers, they don't really talk about money, right? What do they talk about? They talk about abundance and prosperity, and they talk about affluence. And that's because those words feel different. You know, you didn't grow up hearing about your affluence. You didn't grow up looking at your paycheck and saying, wow, I've just gotten my abundance, my weekly abundance. No, you've grown up talking and hearing about your paycheck and how you're working for money, right? So if you want to attract money, you need to really address it. You need to really have that conversation with yourself and make sure that you're vibrating on the same level that you vibrate when you talk about abundance. So abundance, let's just talk about that word for a moment. It feels very nice. It feels very free. It feels very light and airy, right? It feels, you might even feel some joy. If you're going to put a word on it, and words are hard because words mean something different to everybody. So if I say something that you resist, just try to allow it and maybe pick a different word for yourself, or just sort of allow the meaning of what I'm trying to tell you and stop resisting the word that I'm using. So let's just say abundance. You know, it feels good. Abundance feels good, but it's very vague, right? What is abundance? I mean, it could be anything. You could have a lot of cupcakes and that could be abundance, right? So when you're talking about money, you need to vibrate at that level of positive vibration that you feel when you vibrate at that level of abundance. But what happens is, when you start to turn that inner conversation from just abundance to financial abundance, or even to money, you have this resistance, and that's fine. We all do. We're all different, but we are all programmed to vibrate and to resist being free. I mean, we were born free. but seriously, really, seriously, when you were born unlimited. And we are trained to be small. We are trained to limit ourselves. And that's because well-meaning adults didn't want us to get hurt. I mean, we were trained into a society. We were programmed to believe certain things about what's possible for us. So when we take words that have very heavy negative feelings like money, then we release those very heavy negative feelings and at least neutralize them. So I'm not saying that, you know, you need to have this carefree and lovely, you know, wonderful emotional feeling about the word money, as much as I'm saying to neutralize any negative feelings that you have about money. So that's what I'm really saying here today, is that the reason that you're not attracting money, if you're not attracting money, is because you're not A, being very specific about it. You are getting into that sort of positive vortex, But if you're getting into that positive vortex through words and emotions about abundance and affluence and prosperity, then you're really coming at it from a long ways off of what you really need to be concentrating on. I mean, look at your financial abundance. Look at your income. Look at your money. Look at your savings. Look at your debt. Look at your paycheck, your income. What is your weekly income? Write that number down. Look at that number and say, it's not enough. And then really listen to how you feel about that. Seriously, take a moment right now. Get out a pen and paper. Write down your weekly income. If you don't get paid weekly, don't argue with me. If you're resisting this already, then you've got money issues, right? So I get it. Maybe you get paid biweekly. You understand what I'm saying. The exercise is to write down your income. So write down what you earn, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, or yearly, and look at that number and say to yourself, it's not enough. You're going to hear the truth, the real truth in that statement. And what I need you to really concentrate on is the fact that when you think about your real money, when you think about your income, your paycheck, your savings, your debt, you feel a certain way. And it's not the same way that you feel when you think about abundance, prosperity, and affluence. And that's what's holding you back. That's how you are sabotaging your ability to attract more of what you want in your life. And let's be very clear here that I but most people like me and that I know have all been taught that money isn't everything. And here's the shift that I needed to walk through and that I needed to really experience in order to change my life. And I needed to shift from that perspective that money isn't everything to understanding that, yeah, money isn't everything, but guess what? Money makes everything easier. You know, we are trained to be satisfied with what we have, but we have this inner conflict because, again, we were born huge. We were born free. We were born immense and expanded, and we were here. We were brought here to experience things, but yet we were trained to stay small. So we are taught these phrases that keep us small and keep our perspective limited instead of limitless. And when I say that money isn't everything, that's the truth. You can't buy love, like the Beatles say. You can't buy love. But you know what? You don't need that external love, per se, if you have internal love. And so one of the things that that statement really brings forward is that not we can't buy love, but we are always trying to, aren't we? We are always trying to create a vibration based on what we think other people think, when we think about what other people think, and when we think about what other people think about us, when they think about us. And let me tell you something, they're really not thinking about us all that often. They're thinking about what they think other people think about them. So I just want you to take a deep breath, and I'm going to take a deep breath with you. And I just really want to focus on how you feel when you look at your money. And that's the key. If you're asking, where's the money? If the law of attraction works, where's the money? You're not vibrating at the level of the solution. You're not vibrating. You're still vibrating at the level of the problem. You're still vibrating at the level of your debt, at the level of your bills, at the level of having to pay your cell phone bill and your car payment and your mortgage and your insurance. You're not vibrating at the level of limitlessness in your bank account. You're not really seriously thinking about money and your money in terms of limitlessness. And so when you're able to vibrate at that higher level, away from the level of the problem and more at the level of the solution, opportunities, your perspective will completely shift. And things will come into your awareness and opportunities will be placed in front of you that you will be able to take advantage of and you will be able to step into because you recognize that you're able to. Right now, you're in this contracted, limited perspective. You're sort of in survival mode. I mean, you're in that fight or flight. You know, your body is shut down. Your creativity, your perspective is all about how to make sure you don't get hurt. Now, I'm sure you've heard this before. You're not going to probably get eaten by a lion, right? So this behavior, this protective behavior is really saving you and from being hurt emotionally, from being perceived a way that you think will hurt you, from being talked about a way that you think that will hurt you. And this is all a projection. This isn't current reality. This is what could and may happen. But let's be very clear. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the truth, right? Sometimes to be more, you need to step away from where you are right now. And when you step away from where you are right now, you are stepping away from people and things that are surrounding you. So you don't need to say to people, you know, hey, like you're bringing me down. I got to step away from you. But you can shift internally with the story that you tell yourself about what's possible, with the story that you tell yourself about how you can create more of what you want in your life. Just take a deep breath and allow the universe to answer you. Ask for a sign. Ask for a sign that the universe is listening, something that you can't discount as coincidence, you know, and first of all, there are no coincidences, but something that you can't discount as a coincidence or something that you can't say, oh yeah, no, that would have happened anyway. And just say, show me that you're listening and then start to pay attention. See, a lot of people ask the question and then they stop paying attention. You've heard ask, believe, receive, right? Well, everybody's asking, but nobody's really believing that they're going to get an answer. No one's really believing that they're going to get that $1 million idea and that they're going to get the courage to pursue that $1 million idea. You know, you're not going to get that $1 million idea. Oh, you might get the idea, but you're definitely not going to be able to get the take the action steps sitting on your couch, binge watching Netflix. That's not how that works. You may get the idea there, but then you have to take the action steps. And, you know, a lot of people just are not willing to continue the work. You know, the work, it doesn't need to be a four-letter word, although technically it's always going to be a four-letter word, but it doesn't need to feel like a four-letter word. Work can be something that expands you, something that brings joy and light into your life. So today, in the Where's the Money Law of Attraction radio broadcast today, I really just want you to focus on understanding your negative vibration. When you look at your income and you look at the money that you're bringing in as money, and you look at your income, your savings, your debt, everything that comes in, whether it's alimony, child support, whatever it is, all that money that comes in, when you look at it, look at how you feel about that money. And you need to neutralize your very powerful negative emotions. Most people feel very powerfully that it is not enough. When they look at their income and they say that statement, it's not enough. It's just not enough. It never was enough. They feel the truth of that statement. And it feels powerful. And it feels negative. It feels like disappointment, like anxiety, like panic, like anger, like frustration. And those very powerful emotions are always going through your body, through your nervous system. And you need to neutralize them in order to step into more of what you want and less of what you don't want. And that's today's Law of Attraction radio broadcast. My name is Birdie B. And in our next episode, I'm going to tell you how you can neutralize those very powerful negative emotions.